You know who will pay? You will pay. You, the welder or waitress who can't pay your mortgage because he's inflated the mortgage rates. You will pay because he carbon taxed your food and now you can't feed your kids. Why should you pay for him? Yeah.
10:06, yeah, the fallout of the budget still continues, and it will be a big talking point for some time. That was Pierre Poilievre talking about, really that this thing is unfair. Unfair of who will pay for all the spending, because those who will have to pay are saying, look, we're not the ultra-rich, but there will be a price to all the new spending. And Trudeau has said, look, the increased capital gains that they've brought in, it'll raise $19 billion from about 40,000 of the ultra wealthiest Canadians in this country. And you think, okay, well, that doesn't seem like very many people. You know, it'll impact those who have an average gross income, including capital gains, of $1.4 million. Right? Okay, but those numbers can add up fairly quickly to $1.4 million. You know, before you know it, you're like one of the ultra wealthy when you're like, I can't even afford to pay paycheck to paycheck. You live paycheck to paycheck. You can't afford anything. And you're like, how am I one of the ultra wealthy? Well, there's a whole bunch of factors that go into it, right? Like doctors, maybe you're a real estate investor or business groups. You know, anybody who is a corporate business or has built investment into your business, maybe you own a doctor's office, maybe you own a mechanic shop, you know, something that you put an investment into, maybe with the idea of selling it off after, or maybe you've got an apartment above, whatever, you're going to get hit. It's tasting a lot like that 2017 promise when the Trudeau government said that they were going to tax investment income of small corporations and then had to climb down. They basically called small businesses tax cheats and they had to pay more. And it didn't go over very well then. This is not going over well now. Dr. David Boone joins us now, family physician and also public health physician. He joins us to kind of put the face to this issue. Thanks so much, doctor.
Appreciate it. Please call me David.
All right, good. Well, I don't like to take the title away. I figure you earned it and you have all those big degrees, so I've got to call you doctor. But nonetheless, there will be a lot of people who they like the headlines on this kind of policy without realizing that it's not just the Galen Westons, right? And so take me through, let's say, a doctor, how it would impact someone like you. You're a family doctor, which you're a rarity, but in this country, how will it impact you?
And this rarity hopefully won't get more rare given these tax changes.
Yeah, well, that's true.
The basic idea for your listeners are, you might think, oh, these doctors make so much money. But the truth of the matter is what we earn actually doesn't come with pension, doesn't come with retirement, doesn't come with benefits like health or dental. And so we have earnings, which typically we put into something called professional corporation. Professional corporation is like your accountant or the mechanic you're mentioning, or lawyers or dentists. And we keep the money there because we want to use that as our later retirement fund, our kids to school. This is essentially how we continue working these terribly long hours after 10 to 20 years of school. So when the budget on Tuesday, Deputy Prime Minister Freeland had said that there will be an increase in capital gains for corporations. Now, it was very important. There was no discussion on whether or not professional corporations would be included. However, yesterday night on Power and Politics, the Minister of Small Business was asked very directly, you realize how this is going to affect doctors? And then she says, well, we'll get internationally trained doctors, which I have a sense of thinking that internationally trained doctors don't deserve a living too.
Well, and a lot of them are driving cabs in this country right now because they can't get their accreditation, right? Like they have to spend 25 years trying to get through the system again. So
her point is that they'll accredit those guys.
I know.
Which
would be a first.
Treat them less? Are you going to pay them less?
Yeah.
Are they going to accept less? But that was the first question. So at that point, we knew suddenly how it's an attack against doctors. It was intended to tax doctors further. And then the second question on yesterday's show was, we're not talking about doctors, there's about doctors here. And then the Minister of Small Business says, well, we have to deal with the ultra wealthy. And I got to tell you, Alex, I don't know how many of my friends with huge student loans and a 15-year-old car are considered ultra wealthy. But that's the basic issue we have here. This increase in tax disproportionately affects professional corporations and will really discourage young professionals, say, to go into family medicine, which is the lowest paying of doctors, or it actually becomes a retroactive tax on those older physicians, the ones who fought in the pandemic with you to serve this country. And ultimately, this increase in tax will affect everything. Yeah. Some people might think, oh, it's only over $250,000. That's not the case. For professional corporations, all corporations, every dollar is now going to be taxed higher with these new rules. And that is why I've started professional corporation advocates here on Facebook for us to start a letter writing campaign and show that if they're going to attack professionals, they are going to deal with their voting base.
Right. Because what we hear, and we're talking to Dr. David Poon, who, you know, puts a face to the issue of capital gains for those who are thinking, you know, it's just going to go after the corporate greedy cat like Galen Weston, who's been so vilified. I actually feel sorry for people who try to make themselves successful in this country, because you will be vilified by the politicians. But it becomes a talking point where they're trying to score points to get the polls in their favor. But what we're talking about and the real cost here, when we say, you know, we're going to drive business out of the country, it's we're going to drive people like you. We can't afford to lose any more doctors. But given the challenges you're up against with all the paperwork and the bureaucratic kind of mess that you have to deal with, what's the incentive, let's say, of being a doctor if then the investments you make over the years is then going to be clawed back in taxes, right? Like, and I would say that then for the mechanic or any other business that we need in this country to invest. But what's the point in staying?
And I would frame that. It's not just the investment. It's really our retirement fund. Yeah. It's paying off our home. It's taking care of our kids. And so you might think of us as sitting on a big pile of cash, which is not the truth. And that's how the government is framing us as the quote, ultra wealthy, which is absurd. Now, of course, I don't know Galen Weston. I don't know the big companies. But what I can say is they probably are not sitting on a 25-year mortgage to live in Toronto.
Right.
And that's very different than how a lot of us are dealing with it. And that's why it's very important for us to contact our members of parliament and tell them that this is grossly inappropriate, disproportionately affecting doctors and other young professionals. And that's why I've started, sorry to reiterate myself, professional corporation advocate. We need to get organized and we need to push back. We're not political. We're not saying one party to another. We can say this government has declared war on young professionals, on all professionals, including doctors.
Yeah. And it's a class war. And I don't like class wars because there are not a lot of winners in these kinds of things. It's very, very divisive. But it is an assumption that everybody is a fat cat, right? And it's just so untrue. Mm-hmm. And to your point, most in the private sector, all we would have is what we invest in. And for most, it's a house. And if that stuff's all going to get clawed back, it's like, what am I? Why bother buying a house? Like, why bother? Right?
You know, I look at the numbers, and a family physician without benefits, without pension, without retirement, without health benefits, will earn less than an MP or a minister. So when I hear the Minister of Small Business say, you guys are ultra wealthy, I think you've got more than us. You've got pension and benefits and free travel. Who exactly are you referring to? And I mean, sure, I've gained weight, but I would hardly call myself a fat cat.
And I would not call you a fat cat, but nonetheless, you catch my drift. Can you just give us, Doctor, the name of this group, just so our listeners have it?
You're so kind. We're starting to professional corporation advocacy. Find us on Facebook. We are going to organize every Tuesday. We're going to write our MPs. We're going to adapt. We're going to fight. And we're going to show that we are hardworking Canadians. Do not disincentivized to work harder, and we will continue to serve the country, provided the country government supports us.
Yeah, that would be nice. All right, not support us in the sense of taking care of us, but just get out of the way. Just get out of the way.
Increase our taxes after a pandemic. My gosh.
Yeah, who would have thunk? But here we are. All right, Doctor, thanks for putting a face to this issue. We'll keep an eye on this, and we appreciate your time.
Please call me, David. Talk to you later.
There you go. That's Dr. David Poon joining us, one of many, many family doctors who, by the way, we don't have enough of in this country, but they're kind of trying to explain there's a very big cost to what politicians think is popular polling type policy, right? I say the politicians are either making policy to get good polls, or they're doing it for the people, and all we get is polling for the polls, right? Policy that's made for the polling to what's more popular. When you actually parse through the fine print on this, you start to see, oh, well, this is going to really, really impact the very people we don't want leaving. Because at some point, and I say this again, what is the point of being successful in this country, in the private sector? And I say this as I'm not rich. I work hard. I got three meals on my table, so I'm blessed. I'm lucky. But I think, you know, like you work hard, and I'm not wanting to give it all away. There's nothing to give away. My retirement's in my house. You know, there's not much room to save at the end of this, right? I think we're all in, a lot of us are in that position.